good, brother.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, brother.
God is good. And all the time? That's so true. We hear it all the time. And we heard it this morning. Amen. And it's always good. Well, I don't know if I need to preach anything. Y'all just preach my stuff. That means God's speaking today. Amen. That means God's saying something to us. Let's get hooked in. Amen. Let's perk our ears up. Get some Q-tips. Amen. Amen. It's funny. What I got to say and what I believe the Lord has me to say has pretty much been said already. Amen. If you got a bulletin, I didn't know what Becky was going to put in the bulletin, but it's exactly what I'm talking about this morning. You see, I believe that faith works, you know? That faith works. Whatever it is that we have, whatever it is that we do, faith works. And God is good. God is so good. Let's take some time and pray real quick. Father God, we come before you this morning. I come before you this morning. We all come before you this morning ready to receive, ready to hear from you, and ready to have what you have given us already, ready to take claim to what you've given to us, ready to receive what you've given to us, Father. Your word, your path, and your presence. Father, we thank you in this day, in Jesus' mighty name. We all said?
Amen.
How many of us here today would say that we've been through some tough times? We've been through some rough patches. Amen? Been there? Done that. No matter how old or how young you might be, there's some rough patches in your life. How many would say that some of those rough patches might even have been a valley? Or you think you've been in a shadow or in a dark, gloomy place? And when you're in that place, it might seem like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. It might seem like there's no way out. It might seem like all these things are over top of you, crushing you. And you can't seem to find a way or find the know-how or see that end. I've been there. But I want to assure you this morning, and we've talked about it. It has been talked about. But I assure you that there is a way out. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. Sooner or later, the trees that are overcovering you will open up. Sooner or later, you will come out of the shadow. And even a tunnel has to end somewhere. In those things, I can also assure you that you are not alone. I can assure you that you are not alone. And how do I know that? In Hebrews 13:5, he says this, keep your life free from love of money, be content. And for what I have, he says this, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. And that last portion right there goes exactly what we're talking about. Through whatever it is you're going through, what you've been through, he says this, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's good. Amen. That's good right there. See, we can stop there. He will never leave you nor forsake you, no matter what it is you think is coming on you. In our darkest time, our God is always there. He's always with you. He's always with us. He's always working in you and working with you, working through you. He's always around. He's always leading you somewhere. He's always leading you. In Proverbs 3:6, it says that in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. That means that he goes before you, making straight your path so that you can walk on clear ground. Amen. You might see before you this tunnel, this dark place, but guess what God does? He is there with you, making straight your path, making clear your way. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. Praise God. And it may seem that your path or your way is tragic or awful or dark or dreary. Hard. It may even seem that death is at your doorstep. But as the word says, have a little faith. Have a little faith. The faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. Have a little faith. In all of those things that might be coming upon you, the word tells us, hey, God tells you, I will never leave you. I will make straight your path. Have a little faith. Have a little faith. Now, I'm sure we've all heard the wonderful scripture, Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. That's our definition, our biblical definition of faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. And in looking up the definition, there's two parts to this. There's two parts to this word called faith. And it's really interesting. I never heard it before. But there's something called intellectual assent. And I thought, well, what the heck is that? This is too big for me. I don't understand. This is a big word. It's intellectual stuff, right? But it's pretty simple. It's believing something to be true. Believing something to be true in your head. Believing in your heart. Right? So faith is the believing or the intellectual consent of something that is true. Intellectual assent is believing that something is true. But the second part is this. It's called trust. Now what is that? Well, the definition of trust, you got this. It's relying now than on the fact that what you believe is true is true. Now, relying is an action term. It makes me, I have to do something, you see? So I have to believe in my heart and believe in my body that something is true, and then I have to walk in that belief. That's faith. So when we're talking about having troubles and we're talking about these things coming upon you and walking through, we just got to have a little faith, a belief that it is real, a belief that God is bigger, and then we walk through that tunnel. Amen? And then we walk through that tunnel. Now I want to read the scripture that God put on my heart, and if you have a Bible, you can turn to Psalms 23. And I'm sure most of us know Psalms 23. Well, we're going to read it. Pastor read the first and the last parts. We're going to read what's in between. Amen. Verse 1 says this, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul and he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Oh boy. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. In verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I know many of these things, many of this verses is preached at a funeral to give assurance, but I think it's for every day for us to understand something. The Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is your leader. Every day, all day, every day. He leads you because that's what a shepherd does. God specifically put in my heart. I think on last Monday, the whole Psalm 23 was in my heart. I read it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And then Friday morning, God said, I want you to read verse 4. I don't want you to read it over and over and over again. I don't want you to read it out loud. I don't want you to meditate on verse 4. So I want you to turn to verse 4. Now, I'm sure many of us have heard this before, yes, and read this a long time. You know, a lot, probably. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, and your rod and staff, they comfort me. So from this verse, God said, you know what? In me, there's confidence. In me, there's courage. And in me, there's faith. Even through our darkest time, the most horrible time, the unknowing, the abrupt circumstances that we go through in situations, our shepherd is there with his rod and with his staff protecting you, protecting us, and leading us through the darkest time, and leading us through the valley, and leading us through the problem onto greener pastures and stiller waters. Amen? Through it. Why does he lead you through those things? This is what I asked God. I said, why? Why? And I'll tell you this. Yesterday, we were at a birthday party. And I'm sitting back here, and I'm watching my son, Jacob, the littlest one. And he's walking everywhere and all these things, right? He's going everywhere trying to get, and there was a grill that was on. It was probably still hot. They might have turned it off. But he was trying to walk around that grill and everything. And so here goes Nina. And she goes over there, and she's trying to block the way, right? Right? And I was sitting by Jessica at the time, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, from over here, from on this perspective, you can see all the holes. And I could, from here, tell Nina, hey, go this way, block this way, block this way, block that way, so that Jacob couldn't get around. And it dawned on me, God is over here also, as well as with you. He already saw your path. He already made your path. So he knows which way you should go and which way you shouldn't go, which way is the fastest way to the greener pastures. So he says, hey, I want to take you on a journey, but I want to take you to greener pastures and stiller waters. But hey, I know something that you don't know. We got to go through this valley first. You know why? Because it'll get you there faster. I could take you up these hills. I could take you around here. I could take you around here and get there. And we'll get there, but it might be later. But I want to take you there now. I want to take you there the way I want to take you there. And so I'm going to take you through this. And there might be a valley. You might have to walk through the shadows. But what we don't understand is this. God is with you. God is leading you. And sometimes I think we get out of that understanding, we get out of that, and we say, you know what, God, I'm scared. All I see are these dark trees and these willows that are scary and, ooh, eerie music in our heads, and oh my gosh. We see shadows over here and shadows over there. And we get that fear that comes up on the inside because we don't know where we're going. We don't know necessarily what's happening right there. You know, as a shepherd leads sheep, the shepherd is leading them to where he knows they need to go. And the sheep don't know where they're going. They're just following the shepherd. The shepherd is then on guard for any of those wolves or bears or lions that might be there to devour those sheep. The sheep might not even be aware. Or maybe they get that sense of what we call fear comes upon you. And then what do? They follow their shepherd. They cling to their shepherd. They cling to their leader and they go with their leader. The beginning of Psalms chapter 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my leader. He leads me. He directs my path. He set a way of righteousness for me." What does it say here? "He restores my soul." When we are in fear, when we don't necessarily believe exactly what's happening, or we don't grasp the concept of God leading us, He restores your soul. He leads you in paths of righteousness. And even though you walk in the valley, even though you walk in the shadows, and even though you're walking through something that you don't understand, He is with you. And you don't have to fear any evil. Any evil. For He is with you. Amen? In Psalm chapter 27, verse 1, we get a reiteration of this. It says this: "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Whom? David saying, "The Lord is my light. The Lord is my... whom shall I fear? Who? The Lord is my stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Bring it on. Whom shall I be afraid of? The devil? I don't think so. Whom shall I be afraid of? Come on. A lion? Pfft. A bear? Pfft. Come on, now what, please? Whom shall I be afraid? Whom? Fear is this shadow that surrounds us. It engulfs us. And it imprisons you within yourself. The fear of this makes us do this. The fear of, "I can't do it. I can't do it, I'm afraid. I can't do it, I'm afraid." The Lord says, "Whom shall you fear? I am with you. You shall fear no evil." You don't need to fear anybody. All of us, everybody, has been a prisoner of fear at one time or another. Rejection. A fear of rejection. The fear of somebody misunderstanding you. The fear of uncertainty. The fear of sickness. The fear of death. And I believe that this is what he was talking about in verse 4. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." I don't really necessarily believe that he was talking just about death itself. I believe he was talking about the shadow of fear of whatever is to come. Even though I walk through certain things that I don't understand and I get scared, even though you're walking through life and you don't fully understand what's happening and you might feel that these things are coming upon you, it says here, "I will fear no evil." Why? "For you are with me. Your rod and your staff protect me and comfort me." Amen? Amen. Amen. And we conquer that fear. We overcome that by trusting and having faith in our shepherd. By trusting and having faith in the Lord your God. the Lord my God, the Lord our God. Amen. If we want to dispel the darkness, if we want to dispel the shadow, remember, the Lord is the light. The Lord is the light. Amen. Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In Psalm chapter 18, verse 28, it also says this, "For it is you who light my lamp." The Lord my God lightens my darkness. Amen. Amen. The Lord lightens my darkness. The Lord illuminates when there's darkness. Amen. Amen. That's in your life and the things that you go through. The Lord illuminates. The Lord lightens that darkness. Hallelujah. Psalm 118, verse 6, the Lord is on my side. I want you to say that and say, the Lord is on my side. Say it. The Lord is on my side. Whose side? My side. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. Hallelujah. I will not fear. Who is on your side? The Lord is on your side. Whom shall I fear? There is nothing that you shall fear when the Lord is on your side. And even through the darkest valleys, the Lord is on your side. Whom shall you fear? Nobody. Nothing. The Lord is on your side. What can man do to me? I read this and I get all... Yeah. What can man do to me when the Lord is by my side? And I think about all those stories you hear. Pastor Calvin and Barbara, you go to Mexico and there's these dangerous men that are around and these dangerous stories, but the Lord is by my side. Whom shall I fear? Amen. Amen? The Lord is by my side. Whom shall I fear? And even in Douglas, if there's crime or evil people, and there's evil all around us. Who's by your side? Whom shall you fear? No one. Oh, and Satan and these demons are at our doorstep. Oh, no. Come on now. Who's by your side? Who is by your side? Who is by your side? The Lord is by your side, amen? Praise the Lord, hallelujah. You need to repeat that and say that. The Lord is by my side. The Lord is by, what can man do to me? Nothing. Amen. Verse 14. The Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Oh, yeah. Come on, people. Come on, people. The Lord is your strength. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil because his strength is your strength, and his strength protects you. Amen. His rod is your comfort. His staff is your comfort. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though you walk through circumstances you can't handle or you don't understand, God is by your side. Amen. Amen. I want you to turn to the book of Job. The book of Job. We all know the story of Job. What a righteous man. What a righteous man who went through a lot of problems. Amen. He went through a lot of valleys. Lived in the shadow. Physically speaking, spiritually, he knew where he was. Spiritually speaking, he knew. He knew who was by his side. Amen. Job chapter 19, let's start in verse 25. He says this, people, we got to get a hold of this. For I know who my Redeemer lives. I know that my Redeemer lives. Amen. Do you know that your Redeemer lives? Amen, amen. And at the last, he will stand up on the earth. That's my God. Is that your God? That's my God. My Redeemer lives. Does your Redeemer live? Amen. And he at the last will stand upon the earth. Verse 26 says this, and after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet my flesh I shall see God. Oh boy. Job knew. Job knew who stood by his side. He knew who his shepherd was. He knew no matter where he went, no matter what happened to him, he knew who was by his side, comforting him, protecting him. Amen? Do you? Do we know that our God, do we know? Do we have that faith? That belief in our heart, that belief in our mind, and that trusting in a God, that relying on God. To know that we know that we know that God is by my side. Amen. Verse 27 says this, whom I shall see for myself. He knew no matter what, no matter what happened, no matter what's going on, his flesh might be away, but hey, I'm going to see God. I'm going to see God. I am. He is by my side. And I believe that he is the God of my God. He knew. Job knew that he knew that he knew. And he stated out. He said, no matter what happens, I will see my God. My eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. Verse 28 says this, and if you say, how we will pursue him, and the root of the matter is found in him. Verse 29 says this, be afraid of the sword, for wrath brings a punishment of a sword, that you may know there is a judgment. We say all this to say this, at the heart of the book of Job comes his ringing affirmation, comes his loud affirmation. And his confidence and his faith that his Redeemer lives. Amen? Job had faith. He had a knowing, a believing, and a reliance that God was by his side. And that no enemy formed against him shall prosper. No enemy shall get a hold of him. No weapon that comes close to him shall waver his faith. I ask you, where's your faith? I don't know where your faith is. Only you know where your faith is. Where is your faith? Where is your reliance? Your belief and your reliance. Your word and your deed have to match up and align. Little side note here. In ancient Israel, speaking of a redeemer, you know that Job and what we were discussing, let me get back to where we were at. I have to... Here we go. In what's called a redeemer was a person or a family member or a friend who bought a slave's way to freedom. That's one definition that the Bible dictionary gives of a redeemer, is that someone who bought a slave's way to freedom. A redeemer. Is he your redeemer? The second part is this, or that person who took care of a widow, a redeemer, A redeemer takes the person who is here and lifts them up to where they need to be. Who is your redeemer? My redeemer lives. Amen? Does your redeemer live? Where is your faith in your redeemer? Amen? We know that our redeemer lives. Amen? Say this. I know my redeemer lives. Say, I know my redeemer lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Job had tremendous faith. Tremendous faith. See, Job, if we read the story, Job thought God had brought all that disaster upon him. He wasn't aware of the conversation between Satan and God, you see? He thought God was coming upon him. And even in those disasters, even in that, even knowing, even thinking that God was doing this to him, he said what? My Redeemer lives. Even through all that, even as Job faced death and decay and all these things, Job still expected to see God. See, we can have all that stuff just like Job did happen to us. And what our flesh would do is this. We would blame God and curse God. I hate you. Why are you doing this to me? That's what we would say. But Job knew his faith was there. He said, God, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I know that you're beside me, leading me to greener pastures and stiller waters. Even though we walk through that valley, even though we're in the shadows, even though you're in the darkness, even though you're in some kind of crud, people have faith to continue that walk, knowing that He is beside you, helping you along the way. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. In Hebrews chapter 13, we've talked about this before, but I want to put this on and understand that with Job, just like us, when we go through things, it says keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. That's a good point, but I want you to understand that last portion. It says this, it says, for he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you, no matter what is happening. Be content with what you have. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Exodus. And verse 6, I'm sorry. It says this, so we can confidently say, Hebrews 13, verse 6, we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. Psalm 23, verse 4 says what? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Here's why. We can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? What can man do to me? Nada. Exodus chapter 15, verse 2 says this, the Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2 says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. That's four different places we've read the same thing from the Word. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what you think you're going through, it might be the end of the world, the Lord is your strength, the Lord is your song, and he is your salvation. Cling to Him. Know that He is by your side, helping you through the valley, through the shadow. Amen. Faith. Faith. Faith is that trusting, that reliance, knowing that God is there by your side through everything. Faith. Faith. Faith gives us courage to stand when we don't think we can stand. Faith inspires your soul to be bold. Faith inspires your soul to be bold and to have that confidence amidst all of the struggle, amidst all of whatever is intimidating you, whatever I talked on Wednesday, whatever Satan is dangling in your eyes, whatever temptation arrives at your doorstep. Faith gives you the strength and the boldness to say, God is by my side. I will not be afraid. I will stand up against this temptation and I will not sin. Amen. With all that being said, with all the word that is being played out here, and what is said before, and what the Lord told me to share here right now, understand that it's faith. It's about faith that gets us through. Faith, that reliance on God to get us through all the life's troubles. When temptation comes at you, and maybe we give in, our flesh is weak. Understand, God is still with you. God is still with you. Now, that is not a license to sin, but it's a way out. It's a way out. You see, the Bible says that when temptation is at your doorstep, God will provide a way out. Satan is dangling this temptation in front of your face. And you know, Satan is a trickster, man. You know, he comes at you and he knows what gets you. You know? He knows what pulls your strings. And when temptation comes upon your way, it comes right in front of you. And maybe it's that valley walk where you start to be fearful that you don't know what's happening. Who's by your side? Who's your way out? The Lord. The Lord is your redeemer. The Lord is the one who picks you up, sets you on righteous paths. Amen? Sets you on the right path. You might veer off on the wrong path. The Lord is with you. The Lord is by your side to correct you, to put you on the right path. Amen? To put you on the path that He has set for you. You know what? We might get in our own mind and get off that path. We might follow our own desires. God is still with you. We've just been blocked, right? We've been overshadowed. We've been in that valley. We've been in that place where we don't want to be. But guess what? God is still there. Let's open our eyes and understand that God is right there. God is your way out. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, some of those things in life, the evils in life that intimidate you, you know, you might seem weak. You might seem insufficient. You might seem like, nobody cares about me. I don't, nothing I say matters. Nothing I do really, it doesn't matter what I do. I could, whatever. Nobody cares about me. That's not true. That's a lie from Satan. The possibility that your enemies are greater than the people who are with you. I think we need to ask your eyes to be opened so that you can see that the Lord's armies are greater than what is in front of you. Amen? Maybe it's that sense of guilt or fear of punishment or fear of discipline that might be upon you. God is bigger than that. God will set your way straight. He loves you. He loves you. Or maybe it's that evil that you are in sin. In some area of your life, you are actually walking in sin. If that be you, God is still by your side. Open your eyes. Become obedient and understand. Listen to God's word and says, come out of the shadows. Listen to what I have for you. You are my son. You are my daughter. I have this. Come home. And I will clothe you. And we will have a party. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 23:3. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. When life gets you down, He restores my soul. He restores my soul. Oops. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. You see, a righteous person, check this out. A righteous person, a person who walks in the path of the Lord, the path that He lays out, walking straight and plain on the path that God has laid out, is a righteous person. Let's combine this. Check this out. Combining verse 3 with verse 4 says this: a righteous person is fearless even under the shadows of death. The righteous person knows who's by his side. The righteous person believes that God is right there by my side, and no shadow of death, no problem is going to deter that from me walking out through the path that God has laid before me. Amen? Amen. Amen. The righteous person's conscience is clear and his way is set that he will follow the Lord all the days of his life. Amen? Amen. Amen. 1 Peter. Let's turn there. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13 says this. Now, who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? Who is good? God is good. So when we say, now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for God? If you are that righteous person on the path of righteousness set before you, what did we say already today? Who can harm you? What can man do to you? Nothing. God is by your side. Amen. God is present even in the dangers. God is present even in the shadows. God is present, and we have that confidence that He is there protecting you. So we don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be scared. You don't have to say, oh, woe is me. You don't have to say, God, I'm scared. You don't have to be like that. You can be confident and stand firm that no matter what comes at you, God is by my side, and I will follow Him all the days of my life. Amen. 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 See, Satan wants you to get caught up in those lies. He casts that net out, and he wants you to get caught up in those lies and get afraid and get tempted and distracted from what God has for you in your life. He's fishing for you. He casts that wonderful mealworm or that wonderful nightcrawler or that wonderful dangly little minnow. He casts that in front of you, wanting you to nibble. Maybe you're like, oh, I don't know. Maybe, oh, I don't know. And then you nibble a little bit. And that bobber goes, he's like, oh, I got him. I got something. So he puts it out there again. And if we're not careful, if we're not understanding who is by your side, if we're not walking in that path of righteousness, then we're liable to do this and take that bait. And now we got hooked to what Satan has lying for you. And that's what he wants. Take the bite and get hooked on being fearful. Get hooked on being anxious. Get hooked on everything except for peace. But see, you got to understand, even when you're in that, even when you're there, even when you're in the shadow of death, he is by your side. Amen. He is there with his rod and his staff. He can get you free. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we look up to Jesus, when we fix our eyes upon Jesus, Jesus is your shepherd. Jesus is your leader. He is the light on your path, and we shall fear no evil. Oh, people, God's people, when you find yourself weak, when you find yourself in the dark, when you find yourself uncertain of the future, when it seems like all is bleak and all is lost, let's look up. Let's look up and understand. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on the Good Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd forever. The Lord is your leader forever. Amen. Trust that He knows the way. Trust that He has made that way. And He knows the way. He knows the best way through the valley. He knows the way through the darkness, through the shadows. He knows the way through the tunnel to the light. He knows the way. We have to trust. He knows the way. He knows the route. Even though to you it might be unfamiliar, to Him, He made it. Let's trust that He is going to lead us through. Amen? And let's hold on to that truth that on the other side is the greener pastures. On the other side is the still waters. On the other side is what He has for your life. On the other side is the path that He made straight and plain for you. Let us be confident that He has made that for you. You see, He made the plans for you to prosper, to be in His will. He made that path for you not to be beaten down, not to be under the shadows, but He made the path straight and plain for you to prosper for good and not for evil. Amen? Let's hold on to that truth that He has something better waiting for you on the other side. Even though that we may not see, we may not understand, we may not get the point, we may not even understand, and we might think God is even putting this bad stuff in front of us, but He is going to lead you through. He will restore. Your Redeemer lives. He is the restoration, He is the life, and He has all good things for your glory, for His glory unto you. Amen? Amen. He makes a way. He makes a way. Understanding that He never leaves you. The last scripture, Psalm 139, verse 7. Where shall I go from your spirit? Where shall I flee from your presence, knowing and understanding that God is always by your side. He is in the midst with you. He is the fourth man in the fire. He is right there with you, in the shadow, in the dirt, in the mud, in the midst of all of these things. He is there with you, waiting for you to cling on to him, saying, get me out. Ooh, boy. He is there with you. Amen. Let's stand up. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you are always by our side, leading us in Jesus' name, leading us, hallelujah, leading us, Father, that you make our way. You make us lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside still waters. You restore our souls, and you lead me on the path of righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, instill in our hearts this day that we may walk out these four doors understanding that even though we walk out there in the valley of the shadow of death, because you're by our side, Lord, we know that we shall fear no man. We shall fear no evil because you are our comforter. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord has given you strength to walk out your days in peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In verse 5 of Psalm 23, it says this, Lord, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Yes and amen. Your goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell, and you shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd forever. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Says, lean on me. Lean on me. This week, when you're not strong, lean on me. Hallelujah. For he is your path. He is your strength. He is your salvation. Amen. I encourage you this week as you go, as you are put in life situations, as you're put in life circumstances, lean on him when it gets tough. When you feel like death is knocking at your door, lean on him, for he is your life. He is your salvation. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I love you. We love you. Before you leave, I encourage you to give everybody in here a hug and a smooch. God bless you. Amen. Grab some VBS flyers on the back, hand them out. Last chance to order a shirt. Amen. Don't forget our Spanish service this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Service on Tuesday at 6. Service on Wednesday, 6:30. Prayer all week. In Jesus' name, God bless you. God loves you. Amen.